Before we get started, I want to take a minute to ask you for your help. Since 2014, Ascension has been creating free Catholic YouTube videos, podcasts, and articles to help people like you discover the truth and beauty of our Catholic faith. Ascension releases 18 free videos. That's 18 free videos and podcasts every single week, and we've reached millions of people with the message of God's love. Now, while this content is free to consume, it's not free to make. So to help offset the increasing cost of production, we're asking for financial support to continue bringing this life-changing content to people who are searching for Christ. If you or someone you know has personally benefited from our work here at Ascension, please consider financially supporting this podcast and our channel. Any amount is truly appreciated and will go towards things like Ascension Presents, YouTube channel, the Bible in Your Podcast, and Ask Father Josh. To make a gift, please visit ascensionpress.com/support. Or click the link in the description. Again, that's ascensionpress.com/support. And whether you're able to support us financially or not, please keep our entire team in your prayers. What's up and welcome to Ask Father Josh, the podcast where I get to listen to your questions, pray with them, study them, and talk about them with my friends, hopefully get back to you in a way that is helpful for you to become a saint in your walk toward eternity. If you have your own questions, comments, and or critiques, you can hit them up to me at www.ascensionpress.com/askfatherjosh. Once again, we are joined by my co-host for the season, Deacon Micah Parker. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing just okay.
What's wrong
today
with you, man?
Well, you know, I'm over here sick and trying to get healthy. And
I feel you. I got some holes for you, man.
I was hoping for some cough drops last night. Yesterday I slept all day,
yeah,
trying to like rest because sleep apparently is a big.
It's medicine.
Yes, yeah, it's healthy as sleep, right? And so the day before I worked the day before. My first meeting was at 6:30, and I didn't have a break until 8:30. So 6:30 to 8:30
nonstop. Hold up, 6:30 to 8:30 at night.
Yes, my bad. 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Ooh,
and,
yeah,
and then
man.
Prayers in between all that. Yep. So it was just like nonstop day. I didn't have any point to rest. And so the next day, I canceled some things, and after mass, just like
crashed.
I slept. But then I got up and had to go to a meeting last night, and I was like, man, I wish I could have some holes. Because I don't want to be coughing all around the people. They think I had the COVID.
Like, yeah, oh, man, he's got COVID.
Anytime somebody coughs, it's like, oh, COVID. They got COVID.
They get the side eye real quick.
Right?
Like, it's like everybody's like,
why
are
you wearing a mask? For what? So that was disappointing. But yeah, if you could give me some, that'd be great.
I got you, man.
I did drink some hot tea this morning.
Yeah, I'm a good tea guy, too, man. We're going to have to get some of that.
Well, speaking of tea, the tea that we're going to be sipping on today is about Catholics working out and when we work out, like, can we work out to look good?
Ooh.
But, ooh. I remember you said
ooh.
That's it,
ooh.
Yeah. But before we get to that conversation, I want to invite Deacon Michael to share with us a glory story.
Yeah, so the glory story I got, I was just going through social media, and what I started noticing was a trend of like clergy, and what they were doing was actually working out a little bit more as a form of evangelization. And I was actually happy for it for a few reasons, just because, y'all, we got to pray for our priests, pray for our bishops, deacons as well, and even our religious, because one of the things is too, y'all, that we have to be healthy. That is a huge point to make sure that not only that our mind is okay, that of course our spirit first and foremost, to make sure that they're spiritual leaders for their community, for their parishes that they're at or their geographical boundary, but to make sure that their body is okay too, because that is a huge part of it. And what I notice is that the clergy has been using this as a form of evangelization, and it's been tying in a lot of youth. So what I would notice is that when priests are working out and they might go to gyms and, you know, lift some heavy weights and things like that, is that you'll notice that the youth are kind of attracted to that, to where they're like, I don't mind doing it. And that makes you more human to see that, okay, wait, they're working out, I can work out together, it's okay. And then it's just a new form of evangelization. And I noticed that it's a trend that is picking up, and I'm going to have to be a part of that. So be on the lookout. Like, Deacon Michael might actually start doing some workouts or something.
Okay.
We're going to bring some people in, man.
I think you will.
So glory for the fact, again, there's new forms of evangelization, even in the things that we find that are mundane or that's not working, and they're bringing people to the church. Praise God.
That's awesome. All right. And stay tuned so we can get into today's topic. And now it's time to jump into today's topic. So, can Catholics work out for some body goals to look good?
Mm. Oh, yeah, man. That's a big topic of discussion right there. And I think what we need to do is to first just ask the question, like, what does it mean to look good?
Oh.
What does it mean to look good? So, thinking about it from a professional standpoint, I mean, most of us, of our listeners too, and I mean, we know this as we're working for companies. I know for a fact that I was listening to these podcasts as I was on the way to work at the financial institution that I was working at. But one of the things that they would do in a professional organization is they would give you a mindset of dress code and uniforms of what their procedure is in order for them to be a representation of the company. So I thought about that, and I think that it's the mindset of making sure that, again, when you are being seen and as you are representing places, if the mindset of looking good, to make sure that, again, it's a way to where it's, I won't just say attractive, yeah, but kind of more of a way just to, again, to make sure that it is a presentable way to be seen as, again, the visual sign of that company. So they will make sure that your uniforms are always, I mean, always clean, or make sure that you're not unkempt, and make sure that they're not maybe some piercings or things like that are being seen, or possibly, like, you know, just some things that could potentially, I won't say mess up an image of the company, but always to think about the fact that you are representing something. So the looking good part is, in my opinion, what are we looking good for? If that's a good way to go for it. So I know myself, as a representation of my family, I want to make sure that I'm looking good as a husband and as a father to represent the Parker family.
Yeah.
So that is the mindset of that, to just to make sure that if I'm working out, it's, again, to make sure that I am looking good for that representation. I mean, what you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with it. I think that we always just to make distinctions in the church. Distinctions are very important. And so, is it a sin to want to look good?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, no, it's not a sin to want to look good.
Right.
But if we're too excessive with that, if we are obsessive with looking good, then it becomes a sin because it becomes an idol. Looking good becomes my God. And so when I'm working out, I need to check myself and say, like, am I working out exclusively because I want others to notice me and I want to be seen? Well, that shows that there's something lacking in my relationship with God, that I don't believe in the love of the Lord, that his love is sufficient, that his affirmation is enough, that him choosing me is what I was created for. And so I'm looking for other people to choose me, to want me, to see me, to notice me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want to look your best, like getting a haircut, we get haircuts to look good, right? Or to look presentable. When we get the hair done, to look good, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We buy clothes to look good. Again, looking good, there's no problem with that. So sometimes we get very scrupulous, like I shouldn't want to be attractive, whatever that looks like for me. And so, but if working out helps you to feel good about yourself, like a haircut can help somebody feel good about themselves, that's totally fine.
Exactly.
And that's good, but it becomes a problem whenever it turns into vanity.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to be glorified, I want the glory to come to me. And so I love how you kept pointing out how you represent your business whenever you work at a specific job. You represent that company, whether you're on or off hours. Mm-hmm. But we represent God.
Exactly.
As the body of Christ. By virtue of our baptism, we have become the body of Christ. We are temples of the Spirit. That's what St. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Who is in you, whom you've received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. And so we got to take care of our bodies. And so functional movement or workouts, whether you want to do functional movement or workouts, either one, they're good for our bodies because we need it. Just like we take care of our souls with prayer, mm-hmm. we also take care of our bodies as well. We're not people who are just spiritual. We have bodies as well. But if I'm focusing on my body more than on my soul, that becomes a problem. So if I am putting more hours into the gym than I am into prayer, that's a problem. If I'm more rooted and devoted to my time at the gym than I am more rooted and devoted to my time in prayer with God or in service to my family, that's a problem. It's creeping up, and little by little, it can become an idol. So we just have to be very much aware of what are my intentions. One of the Beatitudes is blessed are the pure mm-hmm. of heart. And purity of heart is purity of intention. And purity of intention is my intention to glorify God, to build up the kingdom, mm-hmm. to take care of this gift that he has given to me in my body, to be healthy. It's just healthy to work out, right? So like mm-hmm. it helps us with chastity. Like, so that's why I was encouraged seminarians, like, mm-hmm. okay, I need you to pray, I need you to fast, I need you to be normal right. and have like recreation. I also need you to work out, right? Mm-hmm. Because working out also helps out with being virtuous exactly. in general. And so it's really good to do this, but are we becoming obsessed? Is it becoming an extreme?
Exactly.
And that's whenever we have to, because the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says this. The Catechism says this in paragraph 2289. If morality requires respect for the life of the body, it does not make it an absolute value. It rejects a neo-pagan notion that tends to promote the cult of the body,
mm-hmm.
to sacrifice everything for its sake, the body's sake, to idolize physical perfection and success at sports by its selective preference of the strong over the weak. Such a conception can lead to the perversion of human relationships. So if we are idolizing the perfect body, what idolizing is the problem right now.
Exactly.
Right?
So you're already there.
It has to be done in moderation, what mm-hmm. we're doing in the gym. Again, looking good is fine, but make sure that it doesn't become vanity. If it becomes vanity, well, then what do? Do we just stop working out altogether? I wouldn't say that's healthy, mm-hmm. no. But we can take some measures, like how much time do I spend looking in the mirror at the gym?
Right.
If that's my struggle, then I'm going to fast from the mirror when I go to the gym. I'm going to do workouts where I'm going
and
to.
And I know they have
best.
Them everywhere too.
You said what?
They have them everywhere too.
And they mirrors. Do. Oh, but they do. That, so it's right? like look down, right? Like don't exactly. focus on the body too much. But so there's ways that we can approach this conversation that I think are healthy, mm-hmm. because yeah, I think sometimes we get super spiritual and we're like, well, I shouldn't want to look good. But I think right. you as a married man, mm-hmm. you should also be aware of like, who are you looking good for?
Exactly. Right. And that's the big part about it too. It's just as much as, again, as I go back to that analogy of like the fact that we are representing something based on our appearance. The mindset too is that you're conveying a message. So whenever you're working out and the mindset is to look good, it's like, okay, what message are you conveying? And I know for a fact my motivation too is that I want to be presentable for my wife. I want to, again, be just a good representation as a father for my daughters.
And you want to be healthy, so you can
be
healthy around for a long time.
And be here for them. That's right. So, I mean, as far as, like, making sure that I'm listening to the doctor's orders to make sure that I'm advancing in cardio and not just with the heavy lifting, but to make sure that, you know, my heart is at a good pace and mm-hmm. everything, this is important. And, I mean, just, again, going back to the fact of how, like, it can be misconstrued, because what the world would tell us to do is that, you know, in order for us to, I mean, we work out in order to look good to be desired mm-hmm. by people in not a virtuous way. And I think that's where it gets problematic, and we have to kind of always remember, I mean, again, this is the sacred scriptures, right? We can't be conformed to the ways of this world,
that's right.
but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, right? So it's the mindset that we need to be sure that what we're doing, what message are we conveying as beloved sons and daughters of God, so.
And when we work out, I mean, I think, I know you and I both like music, so there's like, we mm-hmm. can listen to Christian rap music
oh, yeah.
while we're working out. I like to listen to books now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been knocking out so many audiobooks.
Come on, man. Really?
Yeah, man. It's been great. And so it's also like, be responsible with the time that we're giving to the gym.
Exactly.
And as we have busy lives with work and with ministry, with the families, to make sure that we're not being wasteful in the time of the gym, but that the time is intentional time at the gym.
No, even me, like my workouts now are a form of prayer. And that's why even I would listen to praise and worship while I'm running. And I'm just, even in the midst of me being tired and just completely drained from that workout, I'm like, praise you, Jesus, like that I'm able to do this.
Yeah, well, so, there's a cool prayer that we do, some of the women do here, and men can do it as well, but it's called Soul Core.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you essentially meditate on the life of Christ through the mysteries of the rosary while you do stretches and planks and other workouts.
Dude, I actually did that.
At you did you?
Oh, my goodness.
I held the rosary?
Oh, man, it's legit.
Oh, it can be hard.
It is legit.
Like when you saw for mysteries, but it helps you to enter into the mystery with your body.
It does. It does. I saw football players literally about to fall out from doing this, by the way. So it's legit. Soul Core is awesome, but you're right. It's especially a good way, a form of prayer, and incorporating Our Lady, too, with the rosary. So
Now, before we change the subject and talk about the saint, you mentioned something about a Jesuit priest at one point. What was that?
Yeah, so like one of the things
off camera here, I mean off topic. So you're like, wait, when did he didn't mention Jesuit priest?
I know, me and him was talking about this at one point. So it's funny because I heard this at a Lenten mission earlier this year, and one of the things that the Jesuit priest stated was that if you were to go to like a monk that's in a cave for years and you were to go to him and tell him that you're battling with this particular vice and you came to him and said, I'm struggling with wrath, I'm struggling with lust, I'm struggling with some type of thing that's not helping me going towards my walk and my sanctification, they said they would always point back to say, what is it that you're eating? Like, what are you eating? And he's going back to saying that the first and foremost vice that kind of triggers everything else is this mindset of, well, it's gluttony. And so whenever he mentioned that, it was like to the point where I started thinking, you know, whenever we just incorporate or we probably put anything into our body, it could start to inspire these other vices instead of us just completely living out this call of our own, well, this universal call of holiness. So whenever he made that clear that gluttony could start stemming from that, it really started making me think about how the importance of fasting. And like, again, fasting, I have a friend of mine who's a theologian. He says that fasting means that we're praying with our entire body. Mm-hmm. And the form of workout, in my opinion, could be a form of fasting. If I'm getting up early, if I'm not just, you know, taking a time of resting of or in that mindset of feasting, by being able to do that, that is literally a point of me, again, making sure that I am denying that vice and going to a better stage of a life of virtue. So, yeah. Love that.
And as a priest who gets to travel all over the country and go into different monasteries, seminaries, and convents, there's a gym in every seminary in our nation. There's a gym in, or at least some kind of workout part of the room in the majority of the convents and monasteries that I visit as well. So even people who are set apart for consecrated life, for religious life, for holy orders, in those places of formation that we are formed in, mm-hmm. part of the formation is our human formation of the gym, working out. And so it's good to work out, to have functional movement. With that being said, do you have anything else to say about that before we jump in?
What about working out?
Yeah, are we good?
Oh, we should work out.
Together? No.
You need your quiet time, too.
No, yeah, I'm an introvert, and so I work out alone with headphones on, and people still come and talk to me. And I'm like, please.
They still come talk to you, man?
Like, Father Josh. I'm like, no,
please. So you got to take your headphones off?
Yes.
That's almost disrespectful.
Like, that's my me time. And even I stopped doing CrossFit for two reasons. But one of those two reasons was because I don't like to be with people. I'm like, I'm with people all the time as a priest. And so when I can have my alone time,
right.
I want it. And so even one of my parishioners recently invited me, and I might take them up on it just because they've been so generous, but to work out for free at their CrossFit gym. Mm. But I just really don't want to be around people when I'm working out. So like, that's my battle is, do I give it a shot again and just try it out because it is free and it could save me money, I am poor, or do I keep working out by myself,
right,
and have that peace of mind?
No, for me, man, it's to be honest, I'm more of the alone guy. That's my time to decompress too. Because again, and that's us in ministry, right? Like, I mean, we're talked to a lot of people, and now I'm an extrovert. And the thing is, with
you
me,
like people.
I do. I love people.
I don't.
But the thing, but it's with me, it's like extroverts. I tell this all the time. It's like we have to reload and we have to be able to rest for a little while. But as soon as we're rested up for like, this matter of it's for me, it's like 3 hours. If I'm 3 hours for a nap, I'm ready to see more people afterwards. But yeah, it's just that's my time to be alone and kind of just taking a day and just focus. So
yeah, that's love good. It. Let's take a break, and we're going to dive into our saint, who was an athlete who did spend some time working out before she became a saint.
Hi, I'm Jeff Cavins, and I'm excited to introduce you to the Ascension app. It contains the full text of the Great Adventure Bible, the full text of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and both the Bible and Catechism in a Year podcast. The app has special features that make the connections between the Bible and the Catechism crystal clear, like color-coded crosslinks and easy navigation. It also answers nearly 1,000 questions from Bible in a Year listeners about the Bible with videos from myself and others, also audio clips and excerpts from Ascension's popular books. To download the app, simply go to the App Store on your phone and search Ascension. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy it, carry it around everywhere I go.
And we are back. Don't forget, you can hit us up with your own questions, comments, and critiques at www.ascensionpress.com/AskFatherJosh. You can also rate us and review us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and other podcast formats. If the show is good for you, it might be good for other people as well. Our saint for today is a venerable member of the Body of Christ, Venerable Teresita Quevedo. She was the captain of her basketball team, right? And so, of course, you were a baller, right? So you got to... You got to warm up. You got to do those laps. That's you got to right, do the, man. What was it, suicide runs we used to do?
Oh, man, I couldn't stand those.
Oh, bro, me too.
Yeah, it was bad. It was hard on the body.
It is, yeah. So, but she was.
I think I threw up from that one time, to be honest. I think so.
Suicide runs?
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely.
Is it called suicide runs or suicides?
They call them suicides, yeah.
I wonder why we call them that.
I don't know. I don't know why they put a plural form on that. It's just.
Yeah, it's such a negative word.
It is.
But, yeah, but so she grew up, and she. Which is a normal girl. You know, she was a basketball player. She played tennis. She was an all-around athlete. She was voted best dressed in her class. But after her first communion, which I think was when she was 10 years old, she really felt drawn to give her life to God. Not as a nun, but just to give her life to God and be in relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, she still grew up as a normal kid in school, playing sports, having friends, going to parties, wearing makeup, like looking good. But whenever she consecrated herself to Mary, that's whenever she felt called to be a bride of Christ. And so she gave up everything to be a sister. And it wasn't too soon after she became a bride of Christ that she received the premonition that she would die soon. So after being in the convent for, I think, only a couple of years, she became aware from her time in prayer that she would die. She got tuberculosis, and then she passed away. But she's a venerable member of the body of Christ who was an athlete, who worked out. And so we have so many witnesses of so many members in the church, who, in addition to loving God and doing ministry and being a part of apostolates, also took care of their bodies and enjoyed to work out. So we invite you, Venerable Teresita Quevedo.
Pray for us.
Until next time, deuces.
Later.